Earthquakes can't be prevented, but in the past few decades, local and state governments have done much to cut down on the human suffering caused by quakes. In fact, for 40 years, it's been the Seismic Safety Commission's official job to continually review and improve earthquake response.
Okay, good afternoon. I hope everybody can hear me.
Wednesday afternoon, the commission gathered in American Canyon to talk about what went right and what went wrong during the recent South Napa quake, and to outline ways to be better organized for the next large disaster. Of the counties represented, Napa was undeniably the hardest hit. There were nearly 300 injuries countywide and one fatality. About 150 buildings were red-tagged, meaning they could not be entered, and more than 1,000 were yellow-tagged, meaning they needed repairs. The damage is currently estimated at more than $300 million. Many county buildings were hard hit, including the county courthouse, which dates from the 1870s.
So we've got about $15 to $30 million of damage to this historic courthouse, depending on what we decide to do.
Napa City Manager Mike Parnes speaking at the hearing.
I mean, one of the issues, it may be cheaper to just bulldoze it and build a new facility at half the price, or try and retain the historic nature of it at twice the price. So those are the kinds of decisions we'll have to make in the near future.
The Napa County Jail also suffered damage, and while it was ordered to transfer about 60 inmates to a Solano County jail several weeks following the quake, Parnes says it's not clear what should have happened from the start if the damage had been more severe.
If it had been any worse, I think we would have run into very significant issues with regard to what state law allows, constitutional rights, and what you're actually doing with these inmates.
Several officials brought up the difficulty of getting information out quickly to the public. Napa City Mayor Jill Tetchel credits internet-enabled smartphones and social media outlets such as the city's Facebook page with keeping panic to a minimum.
They almost had immediate ability to find out about the earthquake, where it was centered. When you're in Napa and you get a jolt, you kind of wonder if it was the big one in San Francisco. So they had information very quickly that it was local.
However, Vallejo Mayor Osby Davis took a different stance. He said it's dangerous for a city to rely on Facebook or Twitter because a lot of people don't use social media. In fact, a lot of people can't understand official communications.
I think we assume that everybody speaks English, and we know that they don't.
Sonoma County building official Dwayne Starnes agreed. Following the earthquake, he said, many people wanted information, but while doing inspections, his non-Spanish-speaking staff wasn't able to help. Before the next big quake, he'd like to see some written material prepared, printed in multiple languages, to point people toward disaster services and explain some earthquake basics.
Things like, you know, what is a red tag? What is a yellow tag? What does that mean?
His office has also taken the opportunity to review and write letters to the publicly used unreinforced brick buildings in Sonoma County. There are about 170 in all. And while most are agricultural buildings, about 25 are things like churches or private schools. 8 of those buildings operate as firehouses. Although the county has no power to insist upon retrofits, the law does stipulate that a sign must be posted on the building to say that it is not reinforced. And the notification, Starn says, can be a good reminder for building operators to evaluate how they'll respond to the next big quake. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.